If you're like me and your husband has way too many baseball caps, way too many, never wears them, Luke Combs might be able to help us get rid of some of them. Good morning, honey. Yeah.
Hey, pal.
Hey, Jay.
I have a quick question for you. If you could you go into the closet and tell me just how many hats you have in there?
Hats?
Yeah, okay. All your hats. All your baseball all caps. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really see curtain ball caps a lot, do I?
I just collect them. I don't wear them. I'm not a ball cap kind of guy. My head's not shaped right.
I'm the same way. And for as much as I don't wear hats, I probably have 30 hats in my room.
That's what I'm
at least 30 of them.
I just want to see how many he has.
When I lived with my daughter, if I got a new hat, like let's say it was a hat day at Petco Park,
she
she's my mom, would demand that I give two away. Like, for every one hat you bring into this house, young man,
right?
This is my daughter, mind you. She would say, you got to throw two of them away or give two of them away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 25, 30, something like that.
Yeah, I think it might be a little more.
Well, it's a huge basket.
All right, honey, I just wanted to check in and see how many you had there.
Why?
Because Tammy's going to send them all to Luke Combs, Kurt.
Okay, bye.
You're hatless. Bye.
So Luke Combs is asking people to send hats that they're going to display at the Honky Tonk at Category 10. This is his new bar that's going to be opening in Nashville. They have a giant wall that they want to display hats on. And my thought was, maybe we can get rid of a bunch of them.
Every person who's got a partner with an unreasonable amount of hats is thinking the exact same thing you are.
And I can't just blame men, because my best friend Darcy, her husband complains about how many hats she has.
Oh, really?
Like, when we come back from a concert, he's like, you bought another hat.
I always thought it was more of a dude thing, but good for you representing Darcy. Luke Combs is going to run out of wall space so quick. Is there a limit for how many hats?
Here's the deal. First of all, you have to become part of his fan club.
Ah.
And then you fill out this form.
Okay.
And you mail in your hats. And not everyone will be picked. But here's the best news. If it's not picked, you don't get it back.
Who's getting these hats? So many hats. Now, is it just one hat? Are you allowed to send as many hats as you want? Is there a limit of hats?
I don't see anything that says only send one. But, I mean, they kind of talk about it like that. For your hat, you know, you need to have a letter that goes with it talking about the story with it. Oh, so there's a lot of work.
Who's writing a story about their hat?
Well, I mean, some people have a good story that goes with it.
Dear Luke Combs, I was having a bad hair day, and I saw this hat, and it fit, and my face didn't look so fat in it, so I wore it. Love, John.
No,
I mean,
but like, think about people who have their favorite hats. There's a story behind it, right?
Oh, maybe, your favorite hat.
You know, think about that. I mean, I'm just thinking about it like I'd like to get rid of them. But people who actually want their hat on this wall, they're going to send in something that has a meaning behind
it.
You know, right. So that's true. So
we're not exactly talking like an I'm with stupid hat or, FBI female body inspector hat, right? Okay.
But I wouldn't mind just sending all of them with one big letter. He has too many. There's my story.
That's hilarious. You should do that. That's funny. If you want your hat hanging at Luke Combs's bar, showing it off to your friends when you're in Nashville.
Right.
We'll have the link on our KSON socials. Because they're not oversaturated enough. Coming to grocery stores soon, Travis and Jason Kelce cereal.
Okay.
It's part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and that's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.